by the Atlanta Braves, sign for a whopping $13,000 bonus, and go off to play a couple of forgettable years of professional baseball. But for the moment, I was still a St. John Herald, with the tying and winning runs on base in a one-run game against our arch-rival, Harbor High School. I love rivalry games. I loved them then and might love them even more now. No regular season game on the Ohio State football schedule is bigger than when we play that team up north. It begins with M, but Woody Hayes taught us never to say the name around Columbus. The Harbor pitcher was a kid named John Light. He was good. He threw hard and had a great knuckleball. There were two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. It was all on me, just the way I liked it. I got behind in the count, and on a 2-2 pitch, I knew that John Light was coming with a knuckleball or curve. He'd never come right at me, not in this spot. Except this time, he did, a fastball down the middle, belt high, over the heart of the plate. It might as well have had a little sign on it that said, "Crush me." No kidding, it was that fat. But I never budged, I just froze. The ump rang me up, and the pitch was so perfect I couldn't even turn around and say, "Are you kidding me?" The ump would have told me to shut up and try swinging next time. Some people